Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Kehillim, and we're up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav. So, says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mishar Nosan, how do you measure the airspace of the legs of the Kira? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Nosin es Hakana Beinehem. The way you do it is you put a straight line between the legs from the Shalosh Etzpa'os point of one leg to the Shalosh Etzpa'os point of the other, minakan of luchutz, and therefore anything that's outside of that line is tahor. Meaning, if a sheretz is dangled in the area outside of that line, it's not considered to be in the avir. Minakan of lufnim umakom makana, but if it's in anywhere inside of that line, including the space of that line itself, tame. That would be tame. The sheretz would be considered tame. So essentially, you draw a triangle using the three etzba mark off of the, with the three etzbaos away from the edge of the kira as the base of that as the edge of that triangle. Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, let's say you have an oven, but you decide to break it into two parts. Let's say you want to do one milchig, one fleishig or something. So you put a board right in the middle to separate the two halves. Obiyarios, or you put curtains in. Sounds like a little bit of a fire hazard. So nimtza sharetz makom echad. If there's a sharetz in one compartment, hakal tame. Both compartments are tame because it's not really two ovens. It's one big oven. Kaveres b'chuso b'kuku b'kash. If you have a basket that has a big hole, and then you plug up that hole with straw. Umshaleshes avir atanur, and the basket was in the avir of an oven. So hasharetz betocha. If the sharetz is in the basket, hatanur tame. The tanur is tame from that sharetz, even though the sharetz is inside the basket. Hasharetz betanur, and if the sharetz is in the tanur, achalim shabetocha tame. And then any food that's in the basket is tame. Meaning we do not view this basket, the walls of this basket, to really separate the what's inside it from what's outside of it. But if Rabbi Lazar Matar, Rabbi Lazar says that it's tahor, meaning that we do view the walls of this basket to separate what's inside from what's outside. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kal v'chomer, im hitzila b'meis hachomer, if a broken basket will be able to save you from tumas meis, which is more chomer, lo tatzel b'kli charis hakal, you don't think it's going to be matzil you from the tuma of a sheretz that dangles in a kli charis? So Amar Lechom said back to him, im hitzila b'meis hachomer, it may work for a tumas meis, shekin cholkim o'alim. That's because by Tumas Meis, you're allowed to divide up in Ohel. But Tatsub Klecheres Hakal, She'in Cholkin Klecheres. But a Klecheres does not divide with a partition. Making a wall inside of a Klecheres does not actually do anything. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of the seventh Perek, we said that the way to measure the airspace inside the legs of the Kira is by that when the legs protrude outside beyond the edge, is to take the three etzba mark, draw a triangle, and anything inside that triangle is considered to be the airspace. And then Mishnah in Paraches, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you make a partition inside of a tanur, it's still considered one tanur, and if you have a broken basket inside of a tanur, it's also the basket does not, according to the Tanakhama, does not separate what's inside from what's outside. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, if it works to separate for Tumas Meis, then it should for sure work to separate for Tumas Sheretz in a Kli Cheres. Next time we'll pick up with Parakhes Mishnah Beis.